Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports by Lounge Studios. Check it. Once again, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast back in 1994 with the Talk America Radio. I think it was Talk America with the Talk America Radio Network. They said, you're going live on the internet. Now, I knew what the internet was, but not really. And straight up, people were like sending me emails from the Fiji Islands, all kinds of places. But straight up, now I think the internet is close to 200 countries plus around the world. So straight up, Ring Talk is broadcasting in that many countries live and delayed. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the Sports Byline Network. Of course, we are live on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, a couple of fights tonight. Setup fights, no doubt about that. Caleb Plant taking on Jose Resendez and Jermell Charlo taking on Thomas Amana. Let me put it to you like this. These guys have two chances, like Don King said, slim and none, and Slim's not even in the same country. I mean, he's not. I mean, one guy's like a 25 to 1 underdog, and the other guy's a 60-1 underdog. So bottom line is, neither of these guys are going to win. Of course, this will set up the fight. Calipant will beat Jose Resendez, and Jermell Charlo should beat Thomas LeMann, unless he's really slipped. But the bottom line is, this sets up a fight in a couple of months with Calipant and Jermell Charlo. Of course, Jermall Charlo. I keep getting these Charlo brothers. You know what? The best member of the Charlo family to me, the most talented, was the mother. She did good interviews. She did all kinds of crazy stuff ringside. The kids, I'm not all impressed with them. I think they were mainly the benefactor of a lot of Al Heyman's slick matchmaking. That's right, Al Heyman, of course, the Harvard graduate that started PBC. And bottom line is, he's the hidden major player in boxing. He's hidden. You don't see him. Like one time I went up to him with a microphone, he says, I don't talk. No, he didn't say it. The guy in front of him said it. He don't talk. I mean, bottom line is, he doesn't talk to anybody. If anybody's got an interview with him, let me know. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. When I say if you dare, if you call and act like a squirrel, I will put you in a nut. That's just the way it is. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Ogden is in the other side of the glass. Straight up, take it away, Big Daniel.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guess the big news in the world of boxing is the end of Josh Taylor. Of course, former undisputed 140-pound world champion. He's now lost 3 fights in a row, of course. Now 19-3, 13 KOs. Went down. Early on, he looked okay. In fact, I think what happened was they both exchanged punches that hurt each other. Talk about Aiko, the engine, Esselman, went to 22-1, beating Josh Taylor. But they both hurt each other. And then after that, it was Taylor just went down. He wasn't seeming to come back. Of course, that was in Glasgow, Scotland. I remember when I was kicking ass in Glasgow for the Glasgow Sunday Post, a newspaper, of course, they had like a circulation at one point in time of 700,000 people all throughout Europe. It was incredible. Bottom line is, I used to get all kinds of letters and stuff like that from Europe. I mean, people spend the time to send you letters from Europe. Now, once in a while, you get an email. But straight up, I guess the end of Josh Taylor was sort of, it was sort of predicted. I mean, if you looked at him his last 3 or 4 fights, he really hasn't looked that good. And of course, the fact that he was giving away titles, I mean, at one point in time, he had all 3 or 4 of the belts. I don't know how many sanctioning bodies you got to have. No, I mean, I'm not sanctioning anybody as world champion, so that's one less belt. But the bottom line is everybody else is. Oh, speaking of belts, the WBC said in an email they sent to me about a week and a half ago, they said, and I'm not kidding you, he said, Mauricio said, quote, the article's title was, Why the WBC Ratings Are So Important. And I don't even think they had a question mark after it. I think it had an end of quotation mark. It was like a statement. It wasn't a question mark, okay? And then I think about the fact that, you know, they had David Benavidez on the hook for 3.5 years as Canelo Alvarez's number one contender. That's how important the WBC ratings are. Anyway, I don't know how to get off on that. But the bottom line is Mauricio doing his thing, making money. Of course, him and the Sheik. Him and the Sheik and Dana White, I couldn't imagine these three guys in the same room. I wouldn't want these guys in the same zip code. I think all three of them are dangerous for the sport of boxing. Why do I say that about Mauricio Sulaiman? Because I think he's just compromised his soul, especially in the last couple of years. Now, I've known Mauricio since he was a boy. I mean, since he was 8 or 10 years old, I kid you not. So I've known him a long, long time. I knew his father well. I used to call his father at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes when spit on the show. When I say spit, means spit with an H. But when spit hit the fan, once in a while I would have to call Sulaiman at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and let him, like the time Alexis went and tried to commit suicide on the air. I was talking about killing himself. Bottom line is, Sulaiman stepped in. Jose Sulaiman was a pretty good guy. He was. I mean, he was compromised to an extent, but I think that Mauricio is compromised by the fact that there is no media nowadays. In other words, there's nobody to, I mean, the New York Daily News with Michael Katz and Wally Matthews with Newsday and, of course, Mike Marley with The Post and, of course, that slob Phil Berger with the New York Times that
bastard. Anyway, but the bottom line is those four guys, they ran New York City. Of course, it was Vegas and Dean Jipe and people like that and the L.A. Times. And of course, there were the boxing trade papers when we wrote for Insider Columns, of course, and Boxing Update and Flash Magazine. Of course, that was the 10th, the 20th, and the 30th of each month. Every 10 days, a publication would come out of Pensacola? Bottom line is down in Santa Cruz, California. Those were the good old days. When the Flash Magazine went away, when the internet came into play, I didn't realize the importance of it, the significance of it. But the bottom line is, that was a good day, no doubt about that. Thought to be a light puncher, Nathaniel the Nightmare Collins with the 17 and zip with 8 KOs when he manhandled Lee McGregor, 15-2, now 11 KOs. That was in 4 fistic frames. Was Collins put McGregor on the deck not once, twice, but thrice, 3 times. That's right, 3 times in round 4, prompting the referee to stop it at 145 of the round. Can he fight, or is it great matchmaking? I'm talking about the 20-year-old UK heavyweight Moses Itama, who whacked out 41-year-old NFL linebacker Mike Bologna. But Balogun, it should be Mike Bologna. Mike Bologna. Bottom line, he's a piece of work. I mean, this guy, he got hit on the arm one time, and he went down. One of those knockdowns was like an arm punch. I kid you not. Got hit on the arm or the shoulder. He didn't take it on the head. But I can see where he was going with that. You know what I mean? Things weren't getting any better. Sort of like I've had a couple of guys that took – and I didn't take dives for a living, but they were professional opponents. And the reason why they're still able to talk to me nowadays is the fact that they took dives. They didn't take dives. They knew – how am I going to put this? They used to say to him, when the fight became uncompetitive, I bowed out. So that's the way the opponent should do it, because you stick around for a long time and you get punchy like Jimmy Young. Of course, Jimmy Young, the former heavyweight contender. But Moses Itama, he stopped this guy in round number one. Bottom line is, 2 more droppings around number 2. I mean, 3 knockdowns in all the time with 46 seconds. He's now 12-0 with 10 KOs. Balogun drops figuratively and literally to 21-2 with 16 KOs. My advice to him, go play Pop Warner. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in the Bronx Bomber himself. Talk about Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
Doing great, bro. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Is the Skype working today pretty well? How are you? Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you.
It's not Skype. I can hear you. Wait. Is that a little little cockiness in the voice there? Wait, are you feeling extra cocky today, Holmes, or what?
No, I'm good, brother.
Listen, I get it. You know, Tommy D calls the shots here on Sunday. If I don't let him call the shots, his agent calls me.
Hey, you don't want no smoke with that agent.
Okay, stick a fork in Josh Taylor.
Yeah, it's definitely time to play taps on his career as far as being a top contender. At 34, he's gotten kind of old quick, you know, like you said, inactivity. He hasn't looked good in a long time. His zenith came when he gave that beat down to Ramirez.
Time out. I hate to interrupt you for the first time today, which probably the first of many times, but Ramirez couldn't fight, man. Listen, between you and I thought I had more skills than Ramirez. I swear to God, I'm not saying that to be pompous or to be conceited or anything like that, but I honestly felt that way.
Well, Ramirez, the way he was promoted, remember, he was promoted by Top Rank, and he sold tickets locally, so they built him up that way. He had a good fan base. Humble guy. I thought he could fight a little bit, but, you know, he's limited. I'm sure you could have.
I just didn't see it, you know. Of course, I was looking at Pepino Cuevas, and I exchanged some lines of it, chatting on Facebook, this and that. And did I tell you when I was in line to spar with him at the L.A. gym? Tell you about that?
Tell me about that.
I'm in line to spar with Pino Cuevas. There's like 6 of us in line, and like I'm the 4th guy in line, this and that. And I remember my trainer told me, if you ever spar with a guy that's better than you, spar with him in the first round when he's slow, when he doesn't get loose. If you let a guy get loose and he's really better than you, he's going to kick your ass. So when Cuevas laid out 2 guys in front of me, and that was it. I said to myself, I don't want to have no problem. No, he was just too big. I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But not only, he was the most deceptive, he was bigger than me, but he was the most deceptive guy I've ever seen in my life, because I asked Randy Shields, who was considered a really tough guy, how hard did he hit? He said, unbelievably hard. And then Harold Weston, who was the former matchmaker at MSG when Madison Square Garden Boxing was going in the 80s and 90s, he told me Cuevas broke his jaw with one punch. He'd never been hit that hard. So Cuevas, one of those guys, doesn't look all that talented, but if he hit you, Roberto Duran told me he hit him so hard in that third or fourth round down there in L.A. that it rung his bell. So Pepino could punch, man.
I know he is considered one of the hardest punching welterweights of that era. You know, fought the best, you know, of that era. You know, he's kind of underrated.
Can I tell you about can I tell you about the Tommy Hearns con job?
The con job.
Let me tell you how they conned Pepino Cuevas into the fight with Tommy Hearns. Okay, so they offer him a lot of money, more money he's ever made, right? For Harold Smith offers him a lot of money, right? But they never put Tommy and Pepino in the same room ever until the weigh-in. And when Pepino gets to the weigh-in and realizes this guy is 6'1" and towering over him, I think he started freaking out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that Harold wanted to play it. But he never saw him until the weigh-in. I think that if Pepino had got it, either he would have asked for more money, probably, or he would have realized he's getting his ass whooped. But until the weigh-in, he thought he was killing Tommy Hearns.
Wow. So it was like a little bait and switch?
They never put him in the same room together. Purposely.
That's having a bad manager, right?
No. That's not only... Well, here's what... You know, maybe not a bad manager, because Turns was still 6'1 on paper, but man, I mean, he was so big. I mean, good Lord. Him and Mark Breland. Mark Breland, I think, might have even had longer arms. Mark Breland, I remember wanting to spar with Mark Breland at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, and I said to myself, man, this guy could jab me from his stool. I'm telling you, he could hit you. His arms were like the longest arms I've ever seen in my life on a welterweight.
And there's certain guys that don't fight their height, and Tommy certainly did. Mark Breland, using that leverage. But an iconic knockout, you know, when Tommy knocked out Pepino Cuevas.
When Tommy knocked out Duran, though, man, that was the one. Duran didn't come into that fight in the greatest shape. Sometimes he didn't. But the bottom line is he got starched. I mean, he fell face first, and Roberto's laying on the canvas face first, Socrates. And this is what I'm right on the ring. There's no seats in between me and the ring. Somehow I got on the Athletic Commission side of the ring or something like that. It was outdoors at Caesar's Palace in Vegas in 1984. So I'm up there on the ring, and I hear Roberto, he gets knocked down face first. So I watch him fall face first, and his eyes are shut like, boom. And he hits face first, hits the canvas, and I guess that woke him up a little bit. But he's going, and I'm saying to myself, he's straining to get up. Sounds like he's struggling in the bathroom with constipation. I mean, but he was trying his heart and soul. He was trying so hard to get up. Of course, he was in another world. But I talked to him a little bit later that day, and believe it or not, he was clear-minded. But man, that was the most devastating knockout I've ever seen live.
Iconic,
no doubt about that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. About a day. Wish you could be with me.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you...
I can't believe the computer chopped off the punchline. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. O.J. Simpson, born July 9th, 1947 on Potrero Hill, right here in San Francisco. Of course, died April 10, 2024, prostate cancer in Las Vegas. Of course, bottom line is everybody needs to know this. You got to keep up on that PSA numbers. If you're a male and you're over 40 and you haven't been checking your PSA, shame on you. But all it takes is you go take a little blood test, and hey, guess what? They figure things out right away. And you want to see where your PSA is going, because if it's going up, you want to know. You don't want to know when it's like past the limit and you're in deep trouble, okay? You don't want to know when you need a life jacket and this and that. No, no, straight up, you definitely want to take your PSA at the age of 40 from on. Straight up, I'm giving health tips today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Calum Pett and Jose Resendez going on tonight, of course. That'll be on Prime Boxing. Of course, Canelo Alvarez beat Caleb Plant, as did David Benavidez. Benavidez beat him by decision, or Canelo stopped him in the 11th round. Of course, 2023 and 2021, prospectively. Jose Resendez is 50-2 with 11 KOs. I think he's been stopped one time. And Jermall Charlo. He's a 16-1 favorite, of course. He is a pretty good fighter, no doubt about that. But he's not. I still think the mother was the best character of the three of them. Of course, Thomas Lamana has no chance, like Don King says, slim and none. He's 39-5-1, 18 KOs, been stopped three times from Jersey. And you don't think any of these underdogs have a chance, do you, Sock?
Absolutely not. Thomas Lamana is a nice young man from Jersey. You talk about a built-up fraudulent resume. Oh my goodness, he was managed well. He's a nice kid to deal with, but he's got no chance at all. And the fact that I'm still down on him, because I still think he took a dive against Lara.
Real quick. I got to ask you this question. I've never asked you this question before. Would be betting on the favorite tonight, even at those odds, be like stealing money?
It would be like grand larceny. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think anyone on the right side of the column is brought in to win. How's that?
Ooh. Of course, yeah. Calum Plant, though, you know, the fact that he slapped Charlo in that press conference a while back, of course, right? He slapped him clean.
Oh, my God. Disrespected him. Listen, he was talking smack. He thought Calum Plant, just because, you know, he happens to be white, He thought he could punk him, and he had the wrong message. Oh, that was beautiful. And here's the thing. Why on earth would you want to fight anyone other than the guy that just open hand slapped you in your face and for the whole world to see it? I mean, go on.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the best thing, I was looking at this opponent, Mr. Resendez. He's got nice hair.
He does have a good...
He's got a full head of hair, so when he hits the canvas, you know what I'm saying, he'll have a little cushion.
he does have a good wig piece.
But here's what
I think he's going to try.
Okay. Yeah, but the thing with Charlo, though, is that... Has he ever fought really up to his potential? I mean, because at one point in time, the Charlo brothers, they were both undefeated. They were hot, this and that. And then they sort of stalled. What happened to the Charlo brothers?
I think money and fame went to their head. I mean, these guys, if you remember, there was an incident about, had to be close to 10 years ago. They lost a book bag full of cash. Like, it was like over 10 grand. Like, what? In the club, like, really?
Yeah, but brothers do that. Brothers want to do that. I understand that, but losing 10 grand doesn't put you on Skid Row or doesn't make you an idiot, per se, or broke. And these guys were like, they were going walking around as if they were broke. I thought they made a lot of money.
They made a lot of money, you know. Jermell Charlo, supposedly, he had some mental health issues, alcohol.
Wait. There's Jermell and there's Jamal. This is Jermall that's going to fight Resendez, right? Correct?
Yes. The one that got slapped, yes, is Jermall.
Why don't they? You know what they need to do? They need to put a red dot on one of these guys' head.
Why would they?
Jermell and Jermall. No, Jermell and Jermall. They just do because I don't know. I can't remember the twins. There were a couple of twins. I can't remember the names right now, and it's killing me that I can't. But I think they pulled a fast one and slipped a twin in on somebody else in Vegas one night. And I was at the, one of those hotels off the strip. But the bottom line is we were doing TV that night, and I was of the opinion that the twins, Tarvis and Travis, that's what it was, Tarvis and Travis Sims, they were both identical twins. And I think one of them pulled a switch that one night at the, I forget what that off the strip casino was. But the bottom line is, I really felt they did. And I was sitting there doing the TV.
They were from Connecticut. I remember the Sims brothers. One of them is a politician now, I think.
Yeah, exactly. S-I-M-M-S, not the regular S-I-M-S, but S-I-M-M-S, of course. And they had a colorful mom as well. But the bottom line is, yeah, they pulled a fast one. I mean, if you've got two identical twins, you can pull that kind of stuff off. But imagine that. I thought that was one of the boldest moves I've ever seen in my life is when they switched twins.
I mean, it can happen. Someone falls asleep in the commission.
No. But not only did they switch twins, I think they weighed in one twin and fought another.
That was really...
Yeah, that was the impression I got. And it's killing me that I can't come up with a hotel rent. And I did all kinds of work at that hotel. But the bottom of that's killing it off. Anyway, yeah, I think that one of them weighed in and the other one fought. That's why I was mind-ducked. I was sitting there saying to myself, you know, something's not right here. I could feel it. And they were acting a little standoffish a little bit. And those guys usually weren't very standoffish with me. All they were, we were friends. We were together in the amateurs.
You know, a good buddy of mine, and I know you know him, Kurt Emhoff, used to manage him. That would be a good person to have to clear up that controversy.
You know what? That would be it. But where's what's up? He would know, huh? Are you positive that he would know or miss it? Because if they pulled it off on everybody, could they have pulled it off on him?
I mean, maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Identical, identical twins. Identical twins.
That would be the heist. That's something out of a movie, man. You know what? Someone should do a deep dive. I mean, the statute of limitations is way... I mean, we're talking about probably, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I saw some of the crap that floats around on social media this week. Some guy says if Tito Trinidad was only an American, he would have been a great fighter. I mean, the guy went undefeated at 147 and 154 pounds, and he beat some good names along the way. What audacity or ignorance, huh?
If he would have been American, he said?
Yeah. I said he was American. He was Puerto Rican. So Puerto Rico's part of America.
And took what flips live.
Yeah. There are certain people you cannot convince that Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Oh, boy. You know, there was a politician here in New York, Jose Serrano. He said that another member of Congress asked him, because they were going away on vacation, they were going away to Puerto Rico. He said, hey, do me a favor. Could you bring me a Puerto Rican bill? Because I collect money from around the world. So he goes into his pocket and gives him a George Washington. He said, that's Puerto Rican money.
I spent almost 3 months in Puerto Rico. Of course, it was capped off by the Macho Man who celebrated a birthday last week, Hector Camacho. The late Hector Camacho died in 2012. But that was the night that he was snorting all that cocaine, didn't want to come do the fight. And I went back there and begged him and told him, my old lady's going to have a warrant sworn out on my arrest for no child support. I said, you know, she's going to take my driver's license. And he knew my ex-old lady, so he knew what a bitch she was, you know what I'm saying? But Hector got on the phone for me.
Wow.
Hector was a good guy. Got on the phone for me, and he snorted that last line of cocaine. He said, let's go. Daniel's laughing in the other room, but yeah. He said, last line. Boom! Monster line. I mean, like, it looked like, I don't know what tracks are, but that looked like a long track to me. And he snorted this big, long track up, and he said, let's go. And then I told the security guard, when he went up to the dress room, I told the security guard, I said, here's $500. He goes, what, $500? The guy grabbed it. I said, no, you don't get it until he gets in the ring. What do you mean? I said, I don't want him getting out of this ring. I don't want him coming down the stairs. I want him getting out of here. There's only one way out past you, and I don't want him leaving anywhere. And he said, okay. So guess what? As soon as Camacho got in the ring, I was doing the television. The guy came up to me during the telecast and got his $500.
Smart move.
Puerto Rican chutzpah. I mean, that's Puerto Rican chutzpah, man. Hey, man, you owe me the 50. Say, Holmes, man, I'm in the middle of a television broadcast here. Sock, you have a good week. Say hello to the expecting wife, and you love your kids, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my brother. Love you, too.
The great Socrates Palmer, great Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Boxing's PhD.
I've got what I need me left before I go. Don't want to spend it on my own. This time tomorrow I'll be on the road. So I got to get on the telephone.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. And one night I stomped this guy's ass, and on the way to the press conference, she told me, Pete, don't beat him up again. I said, what are you talking about, Mom? What are you doing? She goes, you beat him once. She goes, yeah, we're going to go to this press conference. I said, Mom, I'm like 25 years old. Come on, I'm a grown man. She goes, listen to me. I said, okay, all right. Anyway, she goes, listen. She goes, you beat him up once. She goes, yeah. She goes, you don't need to go to the press conference and beat him up again. He goes, his parents are going to be there. She goes, you have no idea how painful it is when you lose, and I have to go to press conferences when you lose. He goes, remember that when you go there and you try to dog this guy today. So bottom line is I went there and I praised him. Of course, Mom told me, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, but people don't want to hear the truth too often. I can go along with that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. June 7th and 8th, Keyshawn Davis, of course, WBO lightweight champion. When I say WBO, should these sanctioned bodies even matter? Bottom line is he has a belt at 135 pounds. He's undefeated, taking on a former guy. I think a guy got shorted a couple of times, Edwin De Los Santos. That's going to be a decent fight, but Keyshawn Davis should win that going away. And of course, June the 8th, one of the best fighters in the world, Junto Nakatani, probably number three or four on the pound for pound list if you want to be realistic and not get American crazy, go American crazy. But he is the WBC 118 pound champion. He's 30 and zip with 23 KOs. Of course, taking on Ryo Nishida. Ryo Nishida comes in with a sterling record of 10 wins and 2 KOs. No losses, but 2 KOs. Bottom line is he's going to get drilled. This poor guy should take out a life insurance policy right now. Take it out in advance, because the bottom line is he's close to getting killed. June 14th, I'm not high on Richardson Hitchens, of course, taking on George Kambosos. George Kambosos, for some reason, he was able to beat Teofimo Lopez. Of course, failed twice against Devin Haney. Just a terrible fighter in my mind. Couldn't win the Golden Gloves over here. And June 19th, a fighter at 147 people have a lot of hope for at 147. Another WBO title holder. Interesting. ESPN Plus, June 19th, of course, Brian Norman, undefeated, taking on Jim Sasaki. That is for the WBO 147-pound championship. Now, I mentioned this last week, of course, I'm bringing it up again because of the fact that, you know, the WBC ratings, Mauricio Suleiman came out with this big article, and he sent it all over the world, why the WBC ratings are so important. Why? That's right. That's what he put out this week. I kid you not. If I was drinking coffee, would it came out my nose? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the audacity for him to say that. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But that's him. So when I bring this up is that June 27 on ESPN Plus, another decent fight, though, Christian Mabili is probably about a 25-1 favorite over Masi Sulecki. But I'm honest, Christian Mabili is undefeated. He can punch. There's no doubt about that. This will be for the WBC interim super middleweight title. Now, why do they need an interim title when they have a defending champion in Canelo Alvarez, who defended his title most recently, I think, and then, of course, he's going to do it again in that fight with the Cuban was terrible. But, of course, he's going to do it again in September against Terrence Crawford down there at the Allegon Stadium, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, home of the Oakland Raiders. But the bottom line is, the reason why I bring up this fight between Crawford and Canelo is my cousin Alfonso Fernandez. I saw him last night at a birthday party, and he's telling me he's betting, he bet a couple of grand on Canelo, and he thinks Canelo would just destroy him. I mean, he thinks it's all about size here, and I don't think it's about size. Then he brings up the main flag when I look at the the career and the professional career of Terrence Crawford, of course, out of Omaha, Nebraska, undefeated. The fact that he's moved up in weight, he's taken a lot of punches lately. He didn't look that good in his last fight, but then again, I thought he didn't look that good in his last fight, and I may be a fool, but I think he didn't look good in his last fight on purpose. And the reason why I say that was, you know, he signs a fight with Canelo. I mean, let me tell you, I'm going to get in trouble saying this. But when you fight, Canelo's a little limited when it comes to, that's why they've been so selective with him. That's just the way it is, especially in the last couple of years. I mean, you watched him follow that Cuban around the ring. That was like William Skull. That was like the saddest thing you ever saw in your life. I mean, that was boxing. He failed boxing 101 from the start. It was like he never boxed before. It was like they put gloves on this guy in the dressing room and said, listen, guess what? You're going to go out and fight this guy for 12 rounds. Oh, I've never boxed before. Oh, I mean, that's what he looked like. He never boxed before. I mean, he followed Skull around like a dog on a leash. That's the best way I can describe it. I mean, you got your dog on a leash, right? Maybe the dog don't want to go certain ways, but you pull him, he's going to go. All right, that's just the way it was the other night. As far as Skull was concerned, of course, people threw rocks at him because he fought like a girl to an extent, fought like a scared girl. But the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the night, he didn't impose his will. He didn't try to impose his will. He had a couple opportunities there. I thought he was looking for that left uppercut, the southpaw. I thought he was looking for that left uppercut coming in a couple of times. It didn't land for him, but that was all he was willing to do. He wasn't willing to gamble. Neither was Canelo Alvarez. Canelo wasn't willing to gamble. Of course, when you've got to be able to listen, the difference between good and great, according to Ray Leonard, is the willingness to gamble. The willingness to gamble. You've got to step across that line. I mean, when I was going to fight Keith Rucker, of course, I'm bringing that fight up again, but he was 6-1, undefeated, 8-0, 6 knockouts, knocking everybody out. Okay, get back. He beat the guy the night before, I think. But the night before that, he fought twice before me. And, of course, one of the guys he knocked out, the other guy, he went a decision. But the bottom line is he was drilling everybody, and everybody was telling me you're going to get lit up. And, of course, Forum Boxing showed up, and Don Chargan sent a guy down, and, you know, all these promoters showed up. They showed up to see Keith Rucker. In 12 seconds of the fight, his ass was on the canvas with a broken cheekbone. I was telling him, MF, get up. I remember the referee telling me, if you don't shut up and go back to your corner, I'm going to disqualify you. Of course, I got a little rough in the third round. He was holding me, and I tried to butt him. I was a dirty fighter. I mean, I'll admit it. I mean, if you hold on to me and you prevent me from doing my thing, I'm going to get frustrated at one point in time. I'm probably going to do something that stretches rules, if not breaks the rules. And with Rucker, I was able to break the rules, and the referee let me go. Bottom line is, that was Golden Glove title number 104. Straight up, enough of me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. But the big fight, you know, Al's willing to bet on Canelo. I don't know. I'm leaning towards Crawford, even though, here's what's up. As I said earlier, the question about Crawford is the age. He's 37 years old, 37 going on what? In that last fight, did he look terrible because of the fact that, you know, that he doesn't have it anymore? I mean, come on. I mean, that might have been it, right? But I don't think so. I think the other guy was a decent fighter, and I'll come up with his name right now. Of course, we're talking about Israel Magomedov. He was 10-0 with a draw coming in. Bottom line is, these guys are undefeated, these Russians, but they're tough as nails, and they've got long amateur careers. So the bottom line is, they're not really amateurs, per se. They're professionals in training when they were in the amateurs. Anyway, Magomedov did real well, though, not about that. But he lost a 12-round decision to Terrence Crawford. And, of course, Terrence Crawford then set up the Canelo Alvarez fight by saying he'll fight him at 168 with no weight limits and things like that. So, you know, Canelo could be a weight bully. I mean, Canelo talks about David Benavidez. I'll never fight David Benavidez. And the Mexicans don't do anything about it. It's like they just ignore the fact he said that. The WBC ignores it as well. Of course, the WBC has given him a pass. We talked about that for 3.5 years. That should be criminal. Oh, as far as Manny Pacquiao getting a shot with Juan Barrios or whatever his name is for the WBC 147-pound title, let me talk about my perspective on that real quick. I think everybody rating the WBC, should go out and get an attorney. That's just the way it is. I'm telling you, they should go out and get an attorney, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they deserve the title shot more than 48-year-old or 46-year-old, however old he is, talking about Manny Pacquiao. Come on. The guy hasn't fought in a few years, got lit up the last time. I mean, come on. Why would they even want to bring him back? And, you know, you would think that the Filipino people would realize that, you know, you've got he's the most recognized face in probably the history of the Philippines. I kid you, more than President Ferdinand Marcos, more than Aquino, more than anybody. He's the most recognized face in the history of the country. And why would you want to put him at risk again? I mean, come on. Talk about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's what happens, is that you're an old guy and you get beat on. I want to think of Jerry Quarry having that last fight with Ron Cranmer. Of course, that was in Denver, Colorado, I think, somewhere in Colorado. But they didn't have an athletic commission, and they wouldn't allow Quarry to fight here in California, a place like that. But he went out there, and Quarry at one point in time could do the crossword puzzle in the New York Times in about a half hour. No, 15 minutes, something like that. Anyway, I used to say it was 15 minutes. It was more like a half hour. Bottom line is, he knew how to. He was a smart dude. I mean, but all them beatings he took. And his father, Jack Quarry, his trainer, I watched him a couple times in the gym when I was a kid. A little baby. This time, the first time I went to a boxing gym and sat in the stands, I saw Jerry Quarry spar with Eddie Machen. And, of course, Eddie Machen had beat Jerry Quarry at one point in time. But here's what's up. I watched Quarry sparring without headgear. And that's what his father did. Jack Quarry, of course, wanted to instill toughness in his kids, so he had him spar without headgears. Bad news, no doubt about that. All-female card, June 11th on Netflix. You got Netflix? If you don't have it, you can steal it, of course, on the... That's what everybody's doing. I don't know. Daniel, how do these guys make money? Netflix and people like that. Everybody I know, and I'm taking the fifth myself probably, but everybody I know steals this stuff. They don't buy it. So I don't see how these guys are making money. Anyway, July the 12th, DAZN's going to go with, Netflix, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. On July the 11th, of course, at the Garden, an all-female card. This is historic and all that kind of good stuff. Of course, Serrano beat Katie Taylor not once but twice and lost not but once but twice. But the bottom line is, I don't know if I want to fight her again, especially after that last cut. The fact that Katie Taylor, of course, is a foul artist. I mean, she's had talk about CTE in women. I think Katie Taylor is going to be selling pencils in about a year and a half in a wheelchair. I mean, she was mumbling that kind of stuff. Anyway, Amanda Serrano, another girl, had a lot of fights, almost 40 fights, something like 40 fights, of course, and she's thin. And when you got a small little head, you're getting hit on, that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't think it's productive. And at one point in time, you got to say to yourself, you know what? I hit my peak. I've hit my zenith. I've had enough. I need to walk away. I hope Amanda Serrano says that after July 11th. Straight up, the day before, it's going to be, he's back. I'm talking about Jake Paul. That's June 28th. Of course, Jake Paul, the stooge of boxing, taking on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Chavez Jr. has done a lot of cocaine in his time. In fact, he's probably snorted up the entire country of Peru all by himself. At one point in time, I remember when he was in L.A., I was about to interview him before a fight, and I went into his dressing room, and he was banging some girl, screwing some girl, having sex with some girl in the shower. I kid you not. And Thomas is laughing. I mean, people are laughing. I mean, imagine it. I go, no, you can't. I said, what's he doing in the shower? What's he doing in the shower? What's he doing in the shower? I don't hear the water running. And they're looking at me like, the corner's looking at me like, And then I see the chick and him walk out. So I realize, bang, he's banging his chick in the shower. They didn't want me to do that. Anyway, Chavez Jr. hasn't won a fight since Daniel was 10. I mean, that's how long it's been. So he's going to do his thing with Jake Paul on June 28th. Also on the same card, Zerto Ramirez, not my favorite Mexican fighter. He just doesn't make it click for me. The WBA and WBO cruiserweight champion, 200 pounds, taking on Eunorio Dordicos. Might as well say Doritos. Bottom line, Zerto's supposed to win that fight going away. Of course, as I said, the 11th, Katie Taylor and Emmanuel Serrano. Now the 12th, the comeback. Puerto Ricans somehow... This guy lives in a cage all by himself because he doesn't realize what a piece of work he really is. I'm talking about Edgar the Coward Berlanga. Of course, the Puerto Rican superstar. Yeah, right. Bottom line, super middleweight. That's about it. Of course, at one point in time, he was considered a knockout sensation, knocking everybody out in the first round, the second round. Then he started going the distance, and some leaks started coming out in his boxing ship, per se. There was leaks in the hull. So at the end of the day, of course, he fought Canelo and didn't even try and got all that money, this and that. And then the Puerto Ricans were so proud of him, or some Puerto Ricans. You know, I can't figure this out if it's trolls. You can't figure things out anymore if they're trolls or if they're real people saying this stuff. Like the clown that said that Trinidad wasn't a great fighter because he wasn't American. Of course, first of all, he is American and he was a great fighter. He went undefeated at 147 pounds and undefeated at 154 pounds. The only time he lost was over his weight at 160 pounds. So at the end of the day, Tito Trinidad, without a doubt, was one of the greatest welterweights of all time. Doesn't get his props, I don't think, but he probably should, no doubt about it. Of course, hey, speaking of, I mentioned O.J. Simpson a little bit earlier. We had that Norm MacDonald clip on O.J. Simpson. Of course, O.J. killing both his wife and her boyfriend down there in Santa Monica, right a few blocks away from where Larry Murchie used to live. But the bottom line is O.J. and I had – dinner together at the Trinidad fight that was in Florida, I think about a year before he fought Hopkins, of course, at the Garden. But the bottom line is that was the year, like year 2000, somewhere around there. But, you know, at the end of the night, we had this big dinner, and Don King says, "Hey, Pedro, you're going to sit with OJ." I said, "Cool." He goes, "You guys are both from Frisco, so you guys got something to talk about. So first thing I did was I sat down with OJ. I said, "You remember me from when I was a cop?" He goes, "No, I don't remember. So anyway, I met him a couple times. Anyway, at the end of the day, he says to me, he goes, "Listen, we can talk about anything but the murders." Okay, we can talk about anything but the murders. Okay, bottom line is OJ. That's what I want to talk about. Why you kill that lady? Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Did you hear that long pause, folks? Me and Daniel were like shaking our heads. The computer didn't work right, so we were shaking our heads. That was like almost a perfect show, and then that happened. But straight up, not perfect because the Twitch is not working. They told me that the Twitch video froze up at the beginning of the show, and it's not. What a pain in the ass. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I promised everything together. I promised to have everything together for the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, because Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. in Honolulu, 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, and 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Of course, 2 hours of Ring Talk Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline broadcast. Yes, all right. Now, July 19th, going to rock and roll. I told you about the Manny Pacquiao thing going on July 19th. Of course, that'll be on some type of pay-per-view, I believe. Oleg Usyk defend the world heavyweight title that day, of course, against Danny Dubois. Dubois has a piece of the title. Of course, he has the IBF belt, the International Black Federation. Of course, that was started by Bob Lee when Bob Lee said that black guys don't get a good break in the WBC or the WBA. Then he had to start the IBF so that we nicknamed it the International Black Federation instead of the International Boxing Federation. Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois, that's going to a bit of a toss-up, I believe, July 19th, even though Usyk had beaten him previously. The 12th, Edgar Berlanga and Hamaz Shiraz. Shiraz is winning the Sheik fighter, so Shiraz probably not going to win this fight. Berlanga, not my favorite guy. Shakur Stevenson on the same card. Yeah, Shakur. Hi, I'm Shakur Stevenson. Anyway, I'm taking on William Zepeda. That's for the WBC lightweight title. Of course, also the 19th. Man, Big day, but I don't know how this is how good a fight this is going to be because Bam Rodriguez is involved. Anytime this guy Jesse Rodriguez is involved, guys probably aren't going to go the distance. As for the WBC and WBA 115-pound titles, Superfly is what they are. Taking on a guy named Fumali Kafu. Fumali Kafu has slim no chances. No. Slim and none and slim's out of town. Of course, the 12th in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford in September. Again, my cousin Al thinks that Canelo's going to win going away. I'm not too sure. What do you think? Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm honored to have my producer on Saturdays, the great super dad himself, Mr. Daniel Ogden. Until next time, peace, ton, and a lot of respect. And don't forget, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time on these same channels. And Twitch.tv, hopefully it won't freeze next week. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.